There are five levels of spiritual oneness in your marriage relationship. I'll tell you what they are in just a moment and ask you to rate yourself from 1 to 5. Today, we're talking about getting on the same page with your faith and marriage. Love to hear your comments live on our comment line by calling 888-888-1717. But I need to remind you that today's program is a best of from Intentional Living. All the live callers for the on-air portion of the program have already been recorded, so your calls today will go to our storyline. Now, there are five levels of spiritual oneness. The lowest, or the most difficult, is oppositional, where there's outright disagreement and fighting, if you please, about spiritual things. The second level would be tolerance. You know, you get along and they tolerate your spiritual life. Number three would be they're curious, but they're really uncommitted. They poke their head in off and on at times, but not really making a commitment. And the next level would be committed, but, you know, not really sticking. In other words, they're committed, but they're not really growing in their faith. And then the top level, the most important, is being on the same page. The question is, which level are you in your marriage? We'll talk about this throughout today. Love to have you join us. How do you move up to the next level? What's one thing that's worked for you? Tell us about it. 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717.
Mary, what do you love about your marriage?
I love having someone to talk to and to do things with.
The beautiful woman that I married, that I can come to her with any problem I have, and she will help me through it.
Anything else you love about your marriage?
She gives me money.
It's better taking it, I guess, isn't it? All right. Hey, that's an excerpt from folks leaving one of our conferences, our Love Your Marriage conferences, from our Intentional Living Center. Let me just say, I just want to say a word to those who are listening to this program. And you're the one who's not the, you know, it's your spouse who's the Christian, really the follower of Christ, really active in their faith, and you're at a different level, and it's driving you nuts, but you're listening. You know what? If you want to have a happy marriage, understand that this is an important thing for your spouse, okay? And to the extent that you do, understand that while you may not buy whatever it is that, you know, they're trying to teach you or share with you, or what the Christian community is trying to share with you, or what the Bible teaches, you're going to have a happier life and a happier marriage when you support and allow your spouse to grow in this area of their life. And I would say to the Christian listening, don't take your spouse because they're not a Christian and beat them over the head. You are not the Holy Spirit of God, okay? And because when you do that, it creates a huge problem in your marriage. We asked the question on Facebook, how do you grow faith in your marriage? I think that's a great question. You can join us as well at 888-888-1717. Tish says, taking time to pray for each other. Huge. Very important. Deb says, by staying faithful to God and His Word, doing that together, learning your role as a husband and as a wife in marriage, and allowing God to be in full control of your daily life. Huge. All right, come join us, 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Sometimes in the mundane and even painful circumstances of life, if we just put our faith in the Lord and just trust Him, some beautiful and miraculous things can happen. My husband and I were separated for a year. We ended up working on a Christian reconciliation book for 5 months. At the end of it, I found myself saying that I would return to Him. And even though we still had struggles we had to work through, we now discuss the issues instead of fight about our feelings, and we're together. And most of all, we both pray together. We let the Lord lead us in our lives. And even though we still have tough times, we're able to work through them. It's just awesome. The Lord is awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You know, when the lines open up and the stories come in throughout the day and overnight on our storyline, when we get there in the morning, open up the file and start listening to these stories coming in from all over the United States, it's really a powerful reminder to us that God can transform your life. And again, I just want to say, as we talk about faith today, This is a foundational topic at Intentional Living. We consider five essential areas of life. And whenever I teach, we have banners that we take out and so on. And I always put the faith banner right in the middle. Yeah, our marriage, our family, our kids are important, our work, our health, important. But right in the center is faith. This is a foundational area of our lives. And to the extent that we know what we believe and why we believe it, and then allow our faith to move into our relationships, especially in our marriage, as we talk about that today, is the extent that it really makes a difference in life. So which one are you? You know, we talked about these five levels of sort of spiritual oneness, all the way from being on the same page to being committed but stuck. Somebody's stuck and not growing spiritually, which can be frustrating. To curious but uncommitted. Maybe you have a spouse that's curious about all this but not committed. To being tolerant. And they're allowing the believer to practice their faith but just tolerating it. Just without too many words, maybe a look now and then. But the most difficult is when we're not on the same page spiritually and there's an oppositional relationship opposing each other. And that becomes a deal breaker in too many marriages, unfortunately. And our goal here at Intentional Living is to help us as followers of Christ to be intentional in our walk with Him, okay? And when you do that, it comes down to everything from nurturing to praying for your spouse. But I would just say to you as a Christian, you don't have to run to church every time the doors open. If your spouse is not one that's a follower of Christ, maybe it's time for you to say, you know, today, instead of going to church, I want to spend time with you. Let's go out together. Let's do something together to build into that marriage, to let your spouse know that they're important here on earth, number one to you, as far as human relationships. And as you show them that kind of love, as you show them that kind of respect, I'll tell you, there's a payoff for that, a positive payoff in your life. It can happen.
I'm living an intentional life every day through building my husband up. Neither one of us came from households where our parents talked nice to each other. They spent a lot of time arguing. So we go out of our way to really let each other know how much we mean to each other.
My husband and I met at church, and we made an intentional decision to stay pure as well. And I can tell you that from personal experience that I have felt that has been the one thing that has made our marriage so strong, because I feel that God just so blessed that decision and He has made our marriage stronger. I think that He's protected our marriage, and I think that's the way He has blessed us.
How I am intentional is I prayed so hard to get a wonderful husband in my life, and God blessed me so much by giving me my husband. So every day I intentionally let him know how much I love him, how much I respect him, and how thankful I am to God that we are together.
You know, the stories as they come in and remind us of individuals and their love for each other and how marriage was designed to work. You know, when we look at Scripture and there's the commands in the book of Ephesians on how marriage is to work, it talks about being mutually submissive one to another, Ephesians 5:21. It talks about wives submitting to husbands and husbands loving wives, loving your wife. It talks about this, the relationship between parent and child. And I am convinced, I am absolutely convinced as I've watched this over years, that it is impossible for us to fulfill these commands, these opportunities, the mission of how a marriage is supposed to work, the purpose of marriage, without first understanding who we are in Christ. It's an inside job. And I'm also convinced that the only way to be successful at whatever it is in life that we intend to do is to be intentional. Unintentional people fail. People who are not intentional in their prayer life, in their growing spiritually, in reading the Word and so on, you're going to fail spiritually. When we don't build into our marriage by communicating with each other, resolving problems, establishing goals together and daily habits, you will fail in your marriage. And because these are laws of life. One of the things I teach people is that intentional living in and of itself is not just for Christians. There are many people who are not Christians, who are not followers of Christ. They may follow other religions. You know, they may have no religious faith at all. They're just very humanistic in terms of their life. But they are successful in things like their business and their work and even their marriages, families, because they choose to be intentional. I know Christians, people who have given their life to Christ, who have been very unintentional. Unintentional about their food, about their finances, about their work, and they fail miserably at life. Now, they're going to heaven. God saved them for all of eternity. This isn't about being saved. That's a work of God, Ephesians 2:8-9. But the reason we are so passionate about this message of intentional living for couples is this. We as followers of Christ, those of us who are married and Christians, we should have the best marriages on the planet. We should have the best sex lives. We should have the best financial life. I don't mean wealth, but as far as management of our resources, we should have families that communicate. We should know how to work toward developing habits that will reinforce things in our life that are biblical and will grow us spiritually. And you see, that will only happen when we're intentional. That's why I share the fact that living intentionally is a path to success, but when it's intentional living in Christ, it's a path to success in Him. That's why we're so passionate on this message. Let me ask you, what is one thing that you are doing to build faith in your marriage? What is one thing that you guys do together, a practical thing that's made a difference for you over the last months or years? 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Tammy. Well, in my situation, we were both believers, but we did not serve God. Either I was not on board or he was not on board. For various reasons, God was not a priority in our life. And we've been married 30 years. And so since we've been on the same page these last 3 years, it's just amazing how God's been blessing us, taking care of us and all our needs. And it's just amazing the beautiful things that we've been going through and the peace that we've had in our marriage. I wish I would have done that years ago and maybe a lot of things would have been avoided, but we just never were on the same page, even though we were raised in church. You know, I was working on a Sunday and I didn't want to go to church. I was too tired, or there was always something in the way. So we both buckled down and decided to do this together.
Do this one thing if you disagree in areas of faith in your marriage. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Focus on both relationships, both your spiritual development and your marriage relationship, not just on areas of disagreement. In the process, grow your own faith quietly and gently. Develop areas of intimacy, however, in your marriage with your spouse, things that they're interested in and things that you're interested in. And in the process, pray for your spouse, be patient with them, and look for those windows of opportunity, as they will come along, to share your faith with your spouse, gently and lovingly. If you're to do these things over the next 30 days, it'll be fascinating to see what happens in your marriage and in your own spirit. So I encourage you to do these things, and then let me know what's happened intentionally in your marriage.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My one thing is to change my thoughts. I start thinking about scary things and I get into a ton of fear, and it just doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve God. God did not give me a spirit of fear. So that's my one thing. I'm going to change my thinking one thought at a time.
What one thing could you do for the next 30 days that would make the biggest difference in your life? And Dawn has decided it's going to be her thinking, which, by the way, I think should be at the top of the list for all of us. If you're going to pick any one thing, would be your thinking. What is it about your thinking that's creating a problem in your life? Is it negativity? Is it being critical of people? Is it having to do with picking up on lies and allowing those lies to resonate in your life? The scripture tells us that we're to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Paul says that. He also tells us to take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ.
So, Dawn, you've picked a good one. I'd love to hear how you're doing at the end of 30 days. Here's what I know. You take 30 days, and you truly make a decision to change something in your life for God's glory and your benefit. Don't try to change too many things, a whole pile of things, because you won't. But one thing. What would that one thing be? If you'll make a commitment to one thing for the next 30 days in your life, I'll make a commitment to send you our One Thing wristband to encourage you. It'll be a visual reminder. Put it on every morning like I do as a reminder of what one thing today will make the biggest difference in my life for God's glory. We'll get it to you. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband. But listen, here's the only thing I'm asking. You're making a commitment. You're going to stick with it. And we'll send this to you. Okay? theintentionallife.com/WB.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. You know, in Ephesians 2, it talks about Paul lays out for us this whole thing of knowing Christ personally. And he reminds us it is by grace that we have been saved, through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any of us should boast. And I think one of the challenges we have in our faith walk is that it's not up to us. God is the one who does the saving. He's the one who does the calling, the one who does the wooing in our lives. And if you're married to a person who is a very, bottom line kind of a person, they deal with empirical data. If they can't see it, touch it, smell it, it doesn't exist. And you are a faith person, boy, that can create tension in marriage. And for those who are married, maybe that's the roadblock. I guess I would ask, what is the one thing that's keeping the two of you from being on the same page? What is it? Is it that your spouse just sees Christians and sees the phoniness in the church? Or is it they don't understand the Bible? Or is it because they don't see it as being scientific enough for themselves? What is it that stands in the way of that kind of growth? 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Whitney. I've been on the air a couple of times, and my husband has recently, after 2 years becoming a Christian — he was not a Christian while we were married — and then 2 years ago, now almost actually 3 years ago, and he became a Christian, started going to church with me in Phoenix, Arizona. And in the last 3 weeks, has decided that he is not a believer anymore, and it is extremely hard and difficult to handle. As I'm keeping my faith and doing my good deeds and good wills and hoping that he sees that through me, and hopefully we'll have a change of heart. Thanks, you guys. Well, I appreciate your program very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, remember, if you wrestle like that lady who calls, we have a prayer community where hundreds of people are praying for each other. And it's a wall on our website. When you come to theintentionallife.com, click on the prayer community and share your request, and there will be many who will be praying for you, okay? All right, Deborah's on the line in New Mexico. Hi, Deborah.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you for your program. I was sharing with the gentleman that answered the phone. I'm relatively new to New Mexico and was very happy to find your radio station and Family Life Radio.
Well, I'm glad you're listening, and we'll be there. We'll be with you every day, 24 hours a day.
Wonderful.
How about the faith walk in your marriage?
Well, I was sharing with the gentleman I spoke to. My husband and I have been apart for 3 months, but not because of any disconcerting areas of our marriage, but God led me to Santa Fe to be the director for multicultural education, and my husband is in Minnesota. Right now he's packing the moving van, but we've been intentional in our marriage in this time apart and sharing our prayer life together, our Bible studies, using FaceTime and using our cell phones, and it has been very intentional because it would be super easy to drift apart when you're geographically far apart, but
yeah.
God has truly blessed us, and our marriage is actually better. I was sharing with a gentleman right before we left. We went through a marriage class on Valentine's Day at our church just to kind of fortify our marriage, knowing that this time apart was coming.
Now, when will you be together? You say he's packing up now, so pretty soon, huh?
Saturday.
Wow.
Imagine
you're excited, yeah. Well, what do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I guess that's true, doesn't it?
I guess it is. But I really appreciate your message that you're sending out, and appreciate what you said about intentionality, because we can be very lax in a lot of things and nurturing our physical bodies. But if we as believers are lax in nurturing our spiritual bodies, our spirits, it shows. And
absolutely.
As you said, we're still saved. We still have that guarantee of heaven. But when I stand before God, I want a well done, my good and faithful servant, not a, well, you did all right.
Good for you. Well, we hope the trip goes well. And we'll be thinking of you as you get reunited here in a couple days.
Well, I appreciate your show again, and if your listeners would pray for the sale of our home in Minnesota, we would sincerely appreciate it.
All right, we will, and if you want to, again, just come on over to the prayer wall. If you post that, there may be dozens of people who will be praying for you, and you can see them praying for you. They indicate that. It's kind of a neat thing. For anybody, if you have a prayer need, come to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Sylvia, on Facebook, with the question of how do you grow faith in your marriage, she said she was number four on the list I was going through, saying that her husband apparently is just tolerant of her faith. She says she's so thankful that he does not fight her on this. And she says, I pray for him daily, and I know God is at work. And then goes on to say, like you say, I'm not his Holy Spirit. And I think that's a message today. In each of our lives, it's a personal relationship with Christ. And we need to pray for our spouse and encourage their spiritual growth, but let's not become spiritual nags in the process.
I'm Amy Phillips with Intentional Living. I pulled a few people aside and asked them, how has faith impacted your marriage?
My wife and I have been married for 55 years, and we had strong faith when we were growing up. Every decision we have ever made has always considered our faith first and our relationship to the Lord. And that has impacted my marriage in such a way that we are retiring now and just enjoying it fully. It's all because of what the Lord's done in our lives.
My husband and I have been married for 43 years. And for the first, I would say, 30, maybe 25 years, it went along very smoothly, just growing steadily in our faith by studying God's Word together, by praying together. But then we went through a really, really deep valley, and I believe that because of this experience, we no longer take anything for granted, but we just praise God for every day that He gives us.
You know, thank you for sharing that. And by the way, those are some excerpts. You can hear people in the background. These were recordings done at one of our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences from Intentional Living, which we love doing. And by the way, there's more coming. Our team's working on scheduling around the area and maybe right here in this community an upcoming marriage conference where we take the principles of intentional living and we say, hey, this works. We've seen this work. And we talk about the power of one thing. We talk about the power of our heads, our heart, and our hand. We talk about allowing God to move in our marriages. Maybe you've heard me share that over the last few years, we've seen over 30,000 people stand. I mean, willing to stand at the end of a conference and just say, hey, here's my one thing. Now, they don't yell it out, but it's in their heart saying, I identify with one thing for my marriage for the next 30 days. And then to hear back from time to time those who have said, hey, here's what I did, here's what difference it's made, here's where we are. Very powerful. And so we enjoy doing that. It's part of our mission and ministry of reaching out to people. So Amy, thank you for talking to some folks at one of our conferences. So we'll be announcing upcoming conferences. You'll be listening for those. If you just joined us, this is Intentional Living, where we believe it's our goal is to help you find the real purpose for your life. You know, why you're here, what's the purpose for your marriage and your family and your work, for your health, for your finance? What's the purpose that God has for it? And then live that purpose every day so you can finish the course of life, finish the course of whatever it is you're in, your business or whatever it may be, strong, knowing that you honored God in the process. So if that resonates in your heart, you've tuned into the right place. This is Intentional Living. Harvard said that one of the ways we build resiliency is to have positive experiences. And it got me thinking that the way we offer hope is we share stories on the radio, we share stories at our events of the experiences, positive experiences of people in their relationship with Christ. We learn and we grow and we feel hope when we hear the stories of other people who've gone through maybe some of the same things we've gone through. How resilient are you when you think of your life and going through tough times? Do you get stretched out of shape or reshaped by external forces? Or do you have that resiliency factor, you kind of bounce back? Now, I think there's a lot of people who just have strong resiliency, even people who are not Christians. I mean, some people seem to be just wired to be able to be resilient in life. But as Christians, those of us who are followers of Christ, we've been given the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. And so if you struggle with this thing on resiliency, talk about 30 days in one thing, maybe 30 days to say, hey, I'm going to trust more. And when I hit these rough patches, to be able to trust God and allow that resiliency, that inner core, that part of the elastic that kind of brings it back into shape to be a part of my life. Resiliency is the topic, and we have a full lesson that we teach on this topic. What is resiliency? How can it change your life? How can it change your family's life? How can it change the course of your life? And it has already been sent out by email to our members, both by audio and video. And we make it available today only through this month for those who are joining us to be a part of Intentional Living. Your monthly support allows us to continue to do what we're doing. Your support makes a huge difference. We'd love to hear from you as you join us. You know, $1 a day, $30 a month will go a long ways to make a difference in reaching people with the Intentional Living message. You can go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Also, for each person who will join us with a single gift, an additional gift, a love gift this month, we're going to send you the ebook, audiobook, a brand new, put together by the staff based on my teaching, called Your Salvation is Assured, Establishing a Firm Foundation for Your Relationship with God, and we'll get that to you. To find out more about all this, go to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. We'll see you next time. Come and join us right here for Intentional Living.